disrespected us
I didn't disrespect anybody. I respected you.
Board members Larry Quinn and Sharon Belton-Cotman were going at it over the process to select a new school's superintendent, with Belton-Cotman looking for one by January 1st of next year, and Quinn saying there might be a new superintendent by July 1st. There was a lot of angry back and forthing over the process, and even over the qualifications for the job. Interim Superintendent Donald Ogilvie announced an item the board could agree on, hiring lawyer Terry O'Neill as the labor negotiator.
The intent in hiring Mr. O'Neill is to bring a person with specialized expertise in the issues that we face and a new set of eyes. We have been without a bargaining agreement for 11 years. During that time, 8 superintendents have served.
Ogilvie says the new contract has to have major changes in work rules and costs and has to pay for itself. With the BTF counting ballots on Saturday in its presidential race, the board also wants immediate changes in the workday to allow for hiring 48 more gym teachers in the new budget, which will require a longer day. Quinn says BTF President Phil Rumor wants those gym teachers.
Phil Rumor was here 3 meetings ago and folded his arms and stood up and said, can't we just, you know, provide physical education to the kids? And I took his request seriously. There will be, have to be, I'm sure it's not simple, but what we don't want to do is cut into instructional time to provide phys ed.
While the union might not agree to a longer school day, making that change would require most school buses in the district to change schedules and potentially change work shifts of unionized cleaning workers. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.